This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. In the gallery of Sitka Sheldon Jackson Museum, a Simpson carver and engraver demonstrates traditional form line art and carving. KCAW's Nina Sparling talks with Abel Ryan about Simpson art.
I've always doodled on stuff as longer than I can remember. That was something my parents always told me, was I was always drawing on my schoolwork especially, rather than doing the actual assignment.
Abel Ryan sits at a table covered in objects. Herring bait, salmon trolling jigs, copper bracelets, bentwood boxes, and more.
As a Simpson artist, I try to have as general a focus as I can, including as much of the arts as I can in the work that I do, but focusing primarily on wood carving, metal engraving, painting. I like making messes in multimedia.
As much as making the art, Ryan loves to teach. And for much of the summer, he's back where he grew into the artist he is today. Ryan was a student at the Sheldon Jackson College before it shuttered in 2007. But he first learned the art of Simpson carving as a teenager in Metlakatla.
By the time I graduated high school, I knew how to draw, paint, make my own carving tools, how to use them, care for them, and how to think about creating three-dimensionally in wood.
Ryan refined and deepened his skills as a student at Sheldon Jackson, but he also discovered his love for teaching others about Simpson art.
I had an idea to teach a formline design class, a beginning formline design class. It's an art form that primarily focuses on three basic forms, the ovoid, the U-shape, and an S-shape. That's why it's called formline, is that we're using these shapes in forming lines.
Years ago, the Sheldon Jackson Museum helped him figure out how to start educating others, and he's been coming back ever since.
I would be able to set up here in the gallery and work with the community to do a beginning formline design class for that. And that was my first time teaching formline and native art, and I absolutely had a wonderful time and really wanted to be able to continue doing that.
This summer, he's an instructor at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and an artist in residence at the museum. Ryan lives in Juneau, where he teaches art during the school year and works on independent commissions. Both keep him busy.
I think there's very rarely a day goes by that I don't either draw, carve, paint, engrave. I'm always creating something, always thinking about making something.
As much as making art, Ryan thrills in teaching others. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.